is coming
Blog
live
Talk
here at
Radio.
The Open.
Everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this fantastic Friday morning. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. The topic is Course Correction. I don't know about you, but I am ready to hear this because I know it's going to be a good one. So I strongly urge that you stop whatever it is you are doing. You find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Tansel will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I absolutely can.
Okay, excellent. I had to dial back in. Sorry, the call had dropped just about 30 seconds right when you intro'd there, so I wanted to make sure I was in. Thank you so much.
Yep, right back, right on time.
Right on time. Thank you. I tell you, the devil's working, ain't he? The devil is working. But thank you, Sister Danielle, for keeping us on track and everything you do for us here to make our Grace Nurture program so successful without fail every single day of every week. So I want to thank you so much for everything you do for us. And thank you, everyone, for listening out there today. Today is October the 1st, and as you know, I'd reported last Friday we vacationed in Virginia Beach. Our Portuguese water dog Blizzard had a competition up here that extended for about a week, and last Saturday she didn't place in the boating competition, jumping off boats and retrieving floating objects. However, on Thursday of this week, in a rally competition, which is on land and in the hotel where they do a lot of different steps and turns, she placed third. And yesterday she actually won first place in the competition. So that's an update and report there. My wife is actually doing all the handling and training. You know, when you're preparing a dog for a competition, it's good to just have one coach that you get signals from. And my wife does it so beautifully. So we let her run the dogs, and at some point in the future I may actually get my toes in the water a little bit and see what I can do. But first place yesterday, so we're really, really proud of that. And while I'm up here in Virginia Beach, we'll be heading home tomorrow. We'll be praying for Traveling Grace back to Georgia. And we ate some great seafood up here and some great seasonings on the food, and that just made me think of seasoning our day with gratitude from the Lord, just season our day with gratitude. So our topic today was course correction. When I was looking out into the Chesapeake Bay there, I was just thinking about how sometimes the tosses and turns of life can have us to make a course correction. So I was looking at the Chesapeake Bay Tunnel over there, and I saw a few ships going through. And, you know, ships have to make a course correction sometimes. And when we're in life, we deal with so many things in our lives, and sometimes we're looking up at the sun and we're lying on our back because life has actually knocked us down, and we need to make a course correction. If this happens to you, it's time to just shift, turn, you know, turn in a new way. And I'm going to read a few verses here today, and then we'll end our call with a prayer at the end. In Proverbs 12 and verse 1, it says, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is brutish." Over in Hebrews 12 and 11, to give you something to think about, it says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who've been trained by it." And all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. And while we're going through these course corrections in life, the Lord is always available. The Lord is always there to listen to us when we take a moment of our time and season our day with gratitude. We
bear with us, everyone. Brother Tansel temporarily dropped again, but he is back with us.
Thank you so much, Sister Danielle, and thank you, darling, and thank you, everyone, for hanging in there. So we were talking about a course correction, and I was going to give you a quote from Matthew 7 and 7, and it says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." So as long as we're knocking on the door of the Lord and we are looking for a course correction, if we knock, it shall be opened unto you. So make sure that when you got that salt shaker, pepper shaker, and you're trying to season your day with gratitude, ask the Lord for what you want. Just ask him. Get on your knees and pray, or just find a quiet spot and pray. Sometimes I pray when I'm walking and I've got my eyes open and I'm just thinking about how grateful I am to be doing what I'm doing and living the life I'm living. And I thank God for good things. I thank God for the challenges of life because they make me make a course correction and make me think. And hopefully you keep yourself in that same frame of mind. So when making a course correction, there's a little bit of course correction that's asked of by fathers over in Ephesians 6 and 4. And it says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And in Galatians 6 and 1, it says, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you be tempted. And the Lord tells us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments in John 14 and 15. So the Lord is always standing at the door. And in Proverbs 8 and 33, it says, hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. It reminds me of the song, who at the door is standing. So I would encourage you today, the Lord is standing at the door. And in Revelations 3 and 20, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. So sometimes we have to make a correction in this battle of life that we're in. And the correction sometimes has to be within ourselves and our frame of mind. And if we could always be in a spirit of being grateful for what it is that we want and what it is we're doing and the mission that we're on and saving our own lives and saving souls, then the Lord is right there waiting for us every single time. So, you know, we have dogs, and sometimes we think of the attitudes that we have. There was a lady by the name of Madame de Stael who said on attitude of dogs, it says, the more I see of men, the more I like dogs. So you dog owners out there will appreciate that one. In Romans 15 and 4, it says, for whatever was written in former days for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So, I can't leave you on this call without a few dog quotes there. There was a guy named Louis Sabinu on wealth. He was talking about wealth and relates to dogs. It says, no matter how little money and how few possessions you own, having a dog makes you feel rich, and I totally agree with him. We had some fun with our dogs chasing some crabs on the beach and also chasing seagulls and birds out there. So we had a very good time while we were here, and I'm just thankful to get a little bit of rest from work. And a couple other quotes I'll leave you. I want you to count your blessings today. Remember the song, Count Your Blessings. So here's the last quote on dogs, and it's about dogs' intelligence. And it says, it was by Phil Pastoretti. He says, if you think dogs can't count, try putting three dog biscuits in your pocket and then give him only two of them. So I hope that everything that you do is in the spirit of being grateful. We have to take care of other people here on this earth, and thank you for all the caregivers out there. At some point, we all will be caregivers in this life, taking care of others. So do it to the absolute best of your ability. And in closing, in Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I want to leave you with seven C's that we've heard in sermons and heard in spiritual messages from the Bible, and you'll know these. You know the seven C's here, and I'm thinking of the water and the ocean, and I'm thinking of the sea today. So the first C I want you to do is to see that you need to hear the Word of God.